This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Let's continue amplifying the impact statement in Acts 11:24. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. What does it mean being full of the Holy Spirit? First, note that the Holy Spirit is a person, the third person of the Trinity. He has attributes and character identical to God the Son and God the Father. When a person trusts in Jesus Christ for salvation, the Holy Spirit enters their life, never to depart. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ indwelling them, they are not Christians, Romans 8:9. To be full of the Holy Spirit does not mean you have more of the Holy Spirit. The question is, does He have control of your life? Ephesians 5:18 says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit." When you are drunk, you are under the influence and control of alcohol. When you are filled with the Spirit, you are under the influence and control of the Holy Spirit. This is to be a continuous commitment to and dependence upon the Holy Spirit. When He is in control, He will enrich and fulfill God's purpose in and through you. He will convict the world of sin, convince them of their need of a Savior, and that Jesus is the Savior. When someone trusts in Jesus, the Holy Spirit converts them, and then begins the process of conforming them into Christlikeness. He does it all through you. John 16:7-11. Start each day renewing your commitment to the Holy Spirit's control and telling God you are available for Him to use you. Pray before, during, and after each appointment, trusting the Holy Spirit to do His thing in and through you.